Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Annie Ropeek. This week on AK, rescue training. In 2014, Alaska's Air National Guard rescued more than 90 people. They picked up individuals from downed aircrafts, snow machines that fell through ice, and lost hikers in the wilderness. The search and rescue squadrons also deploy abroad, providing rescue capabilities for the Air Force in Afghanistan, Iraq, and even Djibouti in East Africa. Many of their skills are honed during training missions around the state, and they let KSKA's Anne Hillman tag along on one late last month.
My flight aboard an HH-60 Pave Hawk helicopter starts like any flight anywhere, with a lecture on buckling my safety belt.
Then you can adjust it with the straps, and also on the end, if you want to tighten it up, you just pull this or loosen it, however you want.
But my safety belt isn't attached to a seat. I'm hooked to a ring bolted to the floor. The back of the helicopter is an open space where pararescue men, called PJs, can move around to jump out different doors or pack the space with gear. The next 30 minutes of the training mission sound like this. Sunlight turns the Chugach Mountains pink as we fly low enough to the ground to see tufts of grass still poking through the season's meager snowfall. Soon, we fly into a bank of fog near Mount Susitna, and the winds pick up dramatically. The helicopter flies further along the mountain to where the weather is clear and drops us off with a stretcher and loads of gear. Combat Rescue Officer Aaron Hunter sets up the drop zone for the parachuters who are jumping from a Hercules C-130 airplane. He tests the wind and lays out rectangles of orange material showing the wind direction. On this mission, they're practicing jumps, hoisting, and refueling the helicopter mid-air from the plane. Hunter joined the National Guard straight out of college. He says he had never even heard of it until a month before signing up, but it suits him.
I've been in the Guard 7 years now, and every day has been not the same. So that really helps me out, because I'm kind of I don't really have ADD, but I feel like I have ADD a lot.
He's worked in Alaska and deployed to Afghanistan and Djibouti. Hunter's completed hundreds of jumps.
I don't even really consider jumping super dangerous anymore. Like, there's so many things built into it that make it safe. There's a better chance of me getting hurt on a ladder than there's jumping, I think.
Hunter explains that parachutes have built-in safety mechanisms. The chutes will deploy even if the jumper is unconscious, though they won't have control over the landing. For Hunter, the joy of being in the Guard isn't the thrill of the jump. It's helping people.
Because I've had a chance to, you know, work on several different plane crashes where people are still alive and you have the ability to, you know, administer a little bit of care and then get them out of their bad situation and move them on to higher care. And no one else in the state would have been able to do anything, you know.
The National Guard is deployed when the state troopers can't reach an area because of equipment, personnel, or weather conditions. The Guard will send out the pilots and the PJs. If the area can't be reached by an aircraft, the PJs drop ATVs and snow machines out of the plane by parachute, then use them to access the victims. After about half an hour, the Hercules returns to the drop zone. Soon after, the four jumpers drift slowly to the ground and land a minute walk from the blazing orange arrow. Captain John Romspert leads a tandem jump holding another PJ. He says it's practice for a skill he mostly uses overseas for carrying specialists or translators into action.
Normally I plan differently because the person I'm jumping has never jumped before. So some people have never even seen one of these planes I'm taking them out of. So not only have to fly for myself, you know, as we skydive, I have to fly for them and be prepared for them to do everything they're not supposed to do.
Captain Aaron Zamora is Romspert's passenger, though usually he jumps himself. He says he tried to wriggle about and throw Romspert off, but he wasn't very successful. Zamora says he's used to the conditions where most tandem jumps take place. He was in the Air Force before joining the Alaska Air National Guard. Here, he only deploys every other year. His main focus is keeping civilians, Air Force, and aviators in Alaska safe. He says the role is less stressful, but still has challenges.
It's a little unique here. You never know what you're going to get into, whether it be, you know, on a glacier or on a river or out in the ocean or, you know, some kind of rope system you have to set up on the side of a cliff to get someone out of their plane.
The guardsmen pack up their parachutes and head to the waiting helicopter. Hunter climbs in while others wait on the ground. This time, he'll get to jump. It's his first time in about 2 months, and he says he's a bit anxious, though I can't tell.
I think maybe scared and excited are almost the same thing sometimes.
The helicopter takes off again. When the conditions are right, Hunter jumps. Others practice hoisting in and out of the airplane on cables, disappearing into a mini blizzard created by the helicopter's propellers. And soon, the training mission is over. 10 of us pack into the back of the aircraft, perched on bags of gear and parachutes, and head back to Anchorage. For AK, I'm Ann Hillman.